Hi everybody, my name is Gudrun Marzi-Böhnke and I'm a professor at the Technical University of Dortmund. My subjects are German language and literature with a particular focus on applied studies. One could also call it didactics. But I'm not only interested in preparing students to become teachers, but also for contexts of on-the-job training for teachers and other professionals responsible for education, such as kindergarten personnel or librarians. The main topic of my work and research thereby is reading and media education. Both reading as well as especially digital media education have become a big issue during the last decades, starting with the international reading studies like PIRLS and PISA. German educational politics was alarmed by the results, and a lot was done since then to improve Germany's reading education. International experts, for instance, recommended cooperations between schools and libraries. Now, we don't have teaching libraries in Germany, and there are only some schools that have a real school library. That is due to our federal education system and financial as well as administrative barriers. And still, we don't have teaching librarians yet, which means public librarians do not study pedagogy and didactics during their vocational training, and they do not feel safe in applicational contexts. That causes problems for them when they should offer specialized and attractive training courses for, let's say, educational disadvantaged young students, who are, on the other hand, the group that needs reading education and motivation most. They, themselves, are fond of reading good literature, but maybe not so much of gaming and slamming. But those settings would attract young people. And still, this is not it. Let us focus on the other side, on schools and teachers. As a result of one of our qualitative empirical studies, analyzing three very different cities' educational networks of libraries, school and kindergartens, we found out that schools and kindergartens didn't appreciate libraries as partners at eye level as regards reading education, but value them more or less only as providers of books and rooms. Based on these results, we designed our advanced training program, addressing public librarians on the job, as well as teachers on the job and students in university who are going to become teachers. The so-called experts of reading are supported by the educational partner North Rhine-Westphalia, the University of Applied Sciences in Cologne, and the Technical University of Dortmund. With our teacher training, we are part of the BMBF Mercator program BIS, Education in Language Learning. The ideas of the expert of reading program were, number one, to establish the standard knowledge about actually reading and media education, focusing primarily on digital media and productive, creative, and participatory aspects of learning. That means the participants are going to experience how reasonable, how much fun, and how easy it is to use digital media within modern reading education. We want to convey self-efficacy and flexibility. The number two goal was to enlarge the metacognitive knowledge of the participants' professional image as teachers and librarians. They should reflect what they might be afraid of in cooperation or digital teaching settings. They should reveal their abilities and deficits, and they should get informed about the competencies and expectations of their potential cooperation partner. A SWOT analysis based on their own situation should help to make them aware of the chances and potential of collaborative reading education within their particular community. The article here in seminar.net presents some general remarks and conclusions out of 7 years of our experts of reading. 100 librarians, 35 teachers, and more than 300 students participated in their training program up to October 2017. Of course, we have a lot of empirical data. We have the participatory observation. Within different publications, we focus on details. For this article, I'll outline the issue and give an idea about the arguments for a better collaboration of public librarians and schools, and I'll draw the attention on a, to my point of view, very delicate aspects. It is not all only a question of knowledge, but also of self-image and attitude, if and how cooperations between teachers and schools are going to work. As well as libraries of today are not mere institutions to provide books, but to mediate work and understanding, teachers of today are no top-down authorities in front of the class any longer. Working habits have changed within our mediatized culture. Learning works better bottom-up, using game-based settings, as we may find them in libraries. So there are plenty of arguments besides a more efficient use of money if schools cooperate with public libraries. But it needs a change in the habitus, speaking with Bourdieu, the habitus of teachers as well as librarians. And that is something governance of local educational networks has to take into account. Hopefully, my article helps a little, at least to draw the eye on that communication problem which needs to be solved in order to make digital reading education in Germany more effective.